blessed. Blog Amen.
Talk Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Exotic Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina. We welcome you in the precious name of Jesus. On June the 18th, 2021, we do give God praise, glory, and honor tonight for being here. sorry for being a little bit late, but there's a little bit of distraction, whatever. But we do thanks to the Lord. We praise God for each and every person that will call in. And this episode will be about allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to the needs of his people, revealing to them as he see fit, and also to give glory and honor to his name. And we will be lifting up the name of Jesus, praying, prophesying, and bring deliverance, the Spirit lead. So we ask each and every person to call in. If you have a prayer request or you have a testimony, you know, to click one, to put your hands up, and your hand will you be acknowledged. Acknowledge, and we will acknowledge your hand. But we thank and praise God for each and every person that may call in tonight. We thank God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. You know, and I just want to encourage his people, you know, it's time to seek the Lord's face. It's time to seek him with all we know, all we can, because we're going to need him to trust and rely upon, you know, in these latter days and time, you know. So we just thank and praise God for all, you know, all he is. We just honor him. We glorify him tonight. And we just ask each and every person to come with an open heart and open spirit to give him all praise, glory, and honor for who he is in your life and where he has brought you from and where he's getting ready to take you if you allow him to do so. He's ready to really to take us into higher heights and deeper depths in him, to reveal himself in many different ways to his people. So we just thank and praise God tonight. And, you know, and I just give him praise, glory, and honor for who he is in my life. I thank and praise him for where he brought me from and where he's going to take me in him, because I am believing him for that. You know, for that in my life, and not for the life of people I pray for. So we just honor glory. We give him praise and glory, because he deserves all the praise, glory, and honor from us. To let him know, you know, it was his goodness and his mercy that the reason we are where we are, and you know, and we're not here by our own. Anything that we've done or said, no matter what good or what we have done in life, we're not on here because of in this world because of us. It is really because of him. And we need to praise him. We need to give honor and glory to him, you know, for him loving us so much that in spite of our mess, in spite of how we are, he still chooses to give us life. He still chooses to give us breath, feed us, a roof over our head, food to eat, clothes, you know, clothes to wear. You know, it's just a blessing, really, you know, for what he has, how much he loves us and what he does for us. So we thank and praise him for that right now. And I'm going to pray. And Father, we just come to you tonight. We praise and give you glory and honor for who you are. We thank and praise you for your love, your mercy, your kindness, God. We thank and praise you for another day, another activity, the activities of our land, Father. Lord, I just pray tonight for the world as a whole. I lift up your name tonight, God, and I ask you, Father, again, over and over to Lord God, allow your sovereign move, your spirit. We need you to show up. We all need you. And, Father, we ask you to show up in our world, in our country, in the United States and other places, too, Father. Reveal yourself unto your people, because, Lord, so many hurting people today in every kind of aspect, every kind of way, even though people saying they're preaching the word of God, but, you know, the fruits are really not there. So I just pray for every leader. I pray for those who are called out by your name. I pray for the one, Father God, that you have called and truly called and that have ministry, God, for they lifting up the name of Jesus tonight, God. I pray, Father, that they will come into a place, God, and begin to teach and tell people truth, that we'll begin to rise up in the place we need to be, let you be glorified in our life tonight, Lord. Allow the Spirit of God to move in our life and bring about the change to establish your kingdom tonight, God. And, Father, I just pray, Father God, just help me to be a vessel that, Lord God, that you can use, a vessel that, you know, will bring glory and honor to your name, God, not to bring glory and honor to myself, but to bring glory and honor to your name, because you know my heart desire is to please you. My heart desire is to see people's lives change and glorifying you. And, Father, I pray for that tonight. I pray, Father God, for people in hospital, nursing home, doctors. I pray for people on the sick bed. I pray for people even on the hospice, God. I pray for the nurses. I pray for, you know, the doctors. I pray for wisdom, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for people in the church, nursing home. I pray for people, Father God, in the mental institution. I pray deliverance in your name of Jesus, Lord. I lift up my hands, Father, and pray deliverance. I ask you, Lord, to send the angels, Lord God. Somebody today, God, who's standing in need of a financial blessing because they may be getting ready to be put at their home. They may be getting ready to lose everything. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know, you got a cattle on a thousand hills. The silver and the gold is yours. Everything is yours. Lord, touch somebody's heart to meet the needs of someone else, because that is why you blesses us, to meet the needs of someone else. So I pray tonight, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that, Lord God, that we would have that heart, that compassion of God to reach out and meet the needs, God. So many people are suffering, Father God. Some things maybe because they own, some things it's not, Father God. But nevertheless, you are a merciful God. You say you will have mercy on whomever you want to, and you will bless whomever you want to bless. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, tonight, I stand in proxy, and I pray, God, for those, God. I pray for those who God desire a job, and it's your will for them to have a job. I pray, Father God, the Lord God, that you would open up a door. But I pray that they don't forget you after the door get opened up and after they get blessed, God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for whoever they're struggling with, whatever. I pray, Father, for salvation and deliverance, because you said in your word you come to set the captives free. You called out your believers, God, to take the kingdom into the world, to the people, and set them free, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, you stir us up for us to get on our job and be about our Father's business like it was with Jesus when he was on earth, Father, in the name of Jesus, and go into the hedges and the highways and byways and power. And those people tonight, God, in these different places who don't even have a decent roof over their head, Father God, they don't even, I mean, you can basically sit inside and look outside, God. Lord, send our angels, somebody, God, to Lord God to help them to do whatever needs to be done, God. Not for people to worry about why are you like this or why you didn't do this or do that, but let the love of God be shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, because this is what your word, God, this is what it say. And Father, in the name of Jesus, people in prison, Lord, whether physical prison or whether figurative prison, Lord, bind it up however you said in your word, you come to set the captive free. And Father, I just pray for people tonight, Father. I pray for people, Father God, on the dialysis machine. I pray for your healing touch to touch them tonight, Father. I pray, Father God, that you give them a new kidneys, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray for your resurrected power that you said in your word that raised up Jesus Christ, but Lord God, that you would have sent it to raise up those people who are laying on that bed of affliction or whatever it is, Father. I send the word right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the armed forces. I pray for those who, God, in whatever branch of service they're in, God. I pray for those who may be places where war is going on, God. Whatever it is, God. I stand in process tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And, God, I ask you to help me, strengthen me, so I can fulfill your will, God. And I come against the power of the enemy that comes to distract, that he comes to hinder, he comes to stop. I take authority over him now because of the power that you say you have ordained and given to me. And, Lord God, and I command him to cease his maneuver right now in everything that belongs to me. Lord God, everyone that connected to me, Father God, everyone, Lord God, that you have me praying for, God. Lord God, I stand in proxy tonight. I send forth the fire of God up unto him to burn him down in all his evil work that he's doing, Father God. And Lord, and even those, Father God, who the enemy is really trying to distract, who's really trying to cause confusion, God, even in their home, Father, Lord God, I ask you to send the fire of God upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, and put the devil packing right now in the name of Jesus. Him and all of his little imps right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, those who are crying out tonight, Father God, that wants to do your will, God, but don't, the enemy's coming in with fear, or coming in even in their mind, is swaying back and forth. I've come against that. I break the power of it right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you, Father God, to send that wind of the Holy Ghost upon us, God, upon our land, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, Father God, for Deba, my landlords. I pray, Father God, for Ayana landlord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, the salvation, deliverance come to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I know ultimately you are our landlord, God. You are the one that, Lord God, that sets you on everything, Father. Your words say so. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for a quick solution to come in our lives right now, Father. We've been waiting. At least I have been waiting a long time, God. And I'm asking you, Father, in the name of sin, a supernatural wind. Lord God, I remember when the man of God said, you're going to do something supernatural. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I stand on that word tonight, and you said in your word, if any two touch and agree on me, and you said it shall be done. I touch and agree with him, God. I believe that you used him, Father, in the name of Jesus. I believe, God, when he said that you were sending angels to assist me, God, I'm asking you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that I speak and I decree and declare that the words that you've spoken, it shall come to pass and be no more hindrance and no more delays in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, not only in my life, but others that you have told the same thing, and it seems like the enemy may be trying to hold back and trying to hinder, Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against that. We break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just want to thank you. I want to praise you just for being who you are. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we lift you up, God, right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you for your love and your mercy. I thank you, God, as I pray for other people that got ministry, God, especially the ministry that's been called out by you, Father God. I pray for them, Father God, to stand strong and obey you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for those tonight, God, who, Lord God, who's going through a death in the family, bereaved family, Father, I pray that you lift them up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and I pray that you allow the Holy Ghost to come, which is the comforter, Father, to comfort them any time of bereavement, Father. And I pray, Father, that they will reach out to you during this time, Father, and realize, Lord God, that you were there with them, Father, in the name of Jesus. So many of us before, you have brought out, Father God, and you still bring your people out, Father. You have not left them at all, Father. I just pray for them right now, God. Whatever the situation is, somebody that's struggling tonight, God, I pray for them right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, God, let them know, God, they can trust you. Some way, somehow, send people to them, Father. Send laborers. Send laborers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Some kind of way, let them call someone, Lord God, that you would use to encourage them for the word of God, so to lead them, Lord God, to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just praise you, God. I pray, God, for people in other countries, God, all of the other countries, God. I pray, Lord God, that those who are still dealing with the coronavirus problem, I come against, Father God, in the name of Jesus, where the enemies trying to work through and set, Lord God, that everybody has to have them. So from what I'm hearing people say, I break the power of that devil right now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that your will and your will only for your people will be, Father. Lord God, let us stand and trust that you, God, will not only bring us out and keep us, but God, that we'll still be able to go forth and do your work. Because a lot of I come against fear. That's in a lot of them, Lord God, and they're getting fearful and not seeking you about what they should do or how, but Lord God, thinking that they cannot do your will unless they do what these people are telling them to do. But, Father, I pray for that tonight, God. I thank you again and again for your protection. I thank you again how you have kept the rain at bay, Father. I thank you again, Lord God, how you have watched over me and kept me, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that I know without a shadow of doubt, that you will continue to do so, Lord God. I may not know how or when or whatever, but I feel in my heart that only what you has will for my life is what's going to be. In the name of Jesus, it may not be that I know or think I should know or whatever it is, but I feel in my heart that you're not going to let anything happen to me unless this is a part of your plans for my life. But help me to continue to yield to you. Help me to continue to trust you. Help me continue, Lord God, to just live for you, Father, and be able to minister to the need of your people, God, and see, Lord God, the demonstration of your word in my life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Open up doors that you choose for me to go in, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that no man can shut, Father. No man can shut, Lord God. And I know, Father, you have called me and ordained me. And I know that no man can close no doors that you want me to walk in, Father. No man cannot send me forth or ordain me because you have already done that, Father. And I thank and praise you, Father God, right now that I am believing by faith that your will and your will be done for me in my life. In the name of Jesus. I will go forth. I will go forth in all power. I will go forth, God, and establish your kingdom in the earth, Father, and raise up disciples, God, and help people to walk into the destiny for their life and your plan for their life, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus. And, Lord, we just want to give you glory. We want to give you honor. We want to give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So, Lord, I thank you tonight, Lord God, as I come before you tonight, Father, I'm going to come on and bring the word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Although no one has called in, but the Lord God, the word will still go down, Lord God. But I'm going to talk tonight on about the integrity of your word and how that we as a people must start accepting and believing in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we would get this word down in our spirit, get it out of our head, into our spirit, and know that the word is forever settled in heaven. You said not one jot, or not one till your word is going to fall to the ground. And you said your word will not go out and return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you please. So we decree and declare tonight to bring you in remembrance of your word. Not that you don't remember what it is, but Lord God, for us, Lord God, to keep the word before us, Father, in the name of Jesus, and decree and declare, Father God, that the things that you have spoken over our life, we're going to say, Lord, no more delays and no more denial. In the name of Jesus, that the word is coming forth now. We believe in this right now, for faith is now. And this is what we believe in, God. For the word that you have spoken, Father, we know that the word coming is season, but I know for me right now, it is my season, Lord, for that manifested word to come. And the first scripture I'm going to go to is Jeremiah 32nd chapter, the 17th, and then I'm going to jump down to 27 verse. This is what the word of God say. I'm going to start at the 16th verse, because this is what Jeremiah praying to the Lord. He said, now when I have delivered the evidence of the presence unto Baruch, the son of Neriah, I pray unto the Lord, saying, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power, and stretch out arms, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Nothing too hard for thee. And Lord, with me, I know that it's so, and even it's got down here in the footnotes part of it, say, hid from thee. It's nothing that you don't know. It's nothing that you can't do if you want to do it. It's nothing. And also, Father, in the name of Jesus, the other scripture was talking about 26 and 27 say, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, this is what you spoke to him, God. I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? I'm going to read that to confirm it again to me, Lord Jesus. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? And Lord, you know, as I read that and see that, Father, in the name of Jesus, I accept that word for myself. I accept it for myself. As you speaking to me, I know the situation I'm going through now, that I've been going through for a while, or something for a long time, and something just recent for the last couple of months. But Lord, I know nothing is too hard for you. You have sent forth your word and how you was talking about bringing me out. And I know you did not tell me that and build me up not to bring the path, because your name is out there. Your name is out there. So we have to believe, we have to trust in what your word is saying. And though scripture tells us, so I'm going to go to Proverbs 16:1-6. I'm going to read what that say. And like I say, because a lot of time we as people think that, you know, with people, with mankind, or this, that, and other that, it's you can't change people's heart. You know, but this is about 16:1. I'm going to read 1-6. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. I'm going to read that again. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigh the spirit, which is the heart. It's not the flesh, the heart, but weigh the heart. Commit, give, throw over, entrust thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. When we give everything over to him, throw it over to him. Lord, it's your problem. It's your business. It's your whatever. Then the Bible says, and even my thoughts shall be established. Everything is going to be in place. The plans shall succeed when I give you my thoughts and plans. They become agreeable to you. The Lord has made all things for himself. All things. Yea, even the wicked. For the days of evil. Our Bible says this. Our manual says this. Our instructions say this. Everything he will use it for his glory. No, he's not evil. But what the enemy meant for evil, God will turn around for the good. He will step back and allow it to happen. That's what he would do. But he is the one that can change things. The Bible says everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination, making sick on the stomach to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. That person will not go unpunished. He will not go and not be an innocent. But mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord of the rebels for him, men depart from evil. The reason a lot of people not departing from what the Bible calls evil, they have no reverence for the fear of God. They have no fear of God. They take it lightly. And the scripture says, the 7th verse says, when a man, the person, mankind, weighs a path, a road, or whatever terminology you want to use, pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemy to be at peace with him. He withdraw them from. You don't have to pray for God to move your enemy. All you got to do is do things to please him.
And he would automatically do it himself. He would automatically do it himself. You know, so we have to realize that we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty, mighty God. That he's always moving, he's always doing, and he's always have our best interest at heart. And he always is looking out for his children. You know, what bothers me sometimes, I think about we as people, we really do it sometimes in our heart, think we're better than he is, and what we think about is that we're be concerned and interested in our children and be for the best interest. But our actions things have us sometimes acting like we are better parents than what he is. Never could be. I'm going to go to the next scripture. It's talking about in Proverbs 21. I'll read, I'm going to start the first verse, and then I'll go however far the Lord tell me to go. The king's heart, that's anybody in leadership, is in the hands of the Lord. I don't care whether they acting evil, good, whatever you want to call it. Their heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the river water, he turns it whatsoever he will. Not man. It says he will turn it whatsoever he will. We always look at people a lot of times where they is and they are this, that, and other. You know, but I often think about Pharaoh and God had told Moses to go and tell him to let the people go. And but turning right around for Moses to get there, he done told Pharaoh. He done hardened Pharaoh's heart. So see, sometimes we got to realize God be testing us and testing people. And that person is just only do it on their own. But they do it because the Lord hardens people's heart. And I'm going to read that again, Proverbs 21, 1 down. And what I'm doing tonight, I'm reading scriptures to impound that word in us. So whenever trouble comes that's not right or correct, we'll go back and realize what he says in the word and how faithful he is and how he reminds us of things that's going to come and happen. But he always comes with deliverance, even though he will allow it. And he says in his word that all power is in the hand of God, and only someone else have it. He ordains it. He allowed them a setback, or whatever term we want to use, because we want to play with words sometimes, but I don't because I'm in my heart. No matter what nobody say and do to me, I know that their heart is in the hand of God. And if he's allowing it, it's going to work to my good. But Proverbs 21 and 1 says, the king's heart, that's anybody in leadership, is in the hands of the Lord. It's in the hands of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turns it, not man, wheresoever he will. So if the Lord want to use someone to perfect me, or to come against me in a sense, or close the door on me, the person is not doing it on their own. They can only do it when he step back. The Bible says, a man divides his way, but God directs his step. But so many times, because of misteaching and missaying, you know, yes, the enemy do try to hinder. But God uses that also to show us what's in our heart. But he said, every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Because most time when people are, I call it unjust, unright, they don't ever see the wrong of them. They see the wrong of someone else. So the Bible here is telling us every way of a man, every path, every, of a going, or whatever terminology you want to use, the way is right in his own eye. But the Lord punishes the heart. And based on what he's saying, whatever way I take or whatever I say out of my mouth or however I say it, he's not looking so much at what I said, but he's looking at what I meant in my heart. I have seen people, and I'm not talking about the world people, I have seen people as Christians. They can say something so nice and sweet, you wouldn't think they'd hurt a fly. But that heart is so hard and cold. And that's what God looks at. He look at the intention of my heart when I say what I'm, even in ministry. He looks at the intent of my heart. Yes, I'm called to minister. I'm anointed to ministry. And there are people that let the flesh get in the way, and they minister out of judging people. I'm going to take what the word is saying. I'm not going to do it personal, even if I correct or reprove. I'm doing it because the Bible tells me to do it, and the Holy Spirit is using me to do it. It said, but to do justice or to do right and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice, than you giving, than you praying, than you reading the Bible, you're doing all these other stuff. You know, because talking to somebody today, and people like to come out, you know, oh, what the Lord done use them, and how the Lord use them, and how, you know, this, that, and the other. But have you shown justice to people or the right judgment? Because that is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice, than giving. Because I can get down and pray all day long, just pray, and get up and don't do the right thing or don't say the right thing to somebody. My prayer done went to the wind. He don't even hear me. Either the Lord is using somebody to tell me something, correct me, and I just shove it off, you know, I don't believe what they say, and I'm going to go right and pray. He's not going to, he hears everything, but not the answer. He's not hearing that the answer, my heart wasn't right. Because he just got through talking to me and telling me something about somebody else. I don't want to hear, because it's not what I want to hear. And he say, fourth verse, a high look and a proud heart and the plowing of the wicked is sin. See, going back to what the Lord had me teaching and telling, because, see, a lot of times we've been taught to itemize sin. Sin is this, sin is that, sin is drinking, sin is that, how you mistreat people. Sin is Mr. Mark that God has set. Now, right here, what he was saying, the plowing of the wicked. When the wicked is doing whatever they're doing, saying whoever, it don't have to be people that people say, you know, they think, oh, because the lady told me today about this individual, not talking against them, but anybody saying, well, they are preaching, because the Lord had been telling them, a lot of times people are going through something. It's because a lot of times they don't know what God wants them to do. And the first thing about the mind, but they are preaching, that has nothing to do with it. What kind of heart you got? Not saying they're not called. But a high look and a proud heart and the plan of the wicked is sin. And said, the thoughts of the diligent tend on to plenteous, but of everyone that is hasty on to want. We've been a hurry for this. We got to have this. We got to have it now. We've been a hurry, forgot to do this in our life. Been a hurry, forgot to use us. Been a hurry, all of this stuff. And it's only going to come to the hasty. You know, and I say this back in 2005, I believe it was 2005. I really thought because of the miracles God was doing and how God was dealing with me and showing me things and blessing me, I really did thought I was ready to go run home because he had me passionate at the time. But I was tired of dealing with people and I wanted to go evangelize. Now, I know enough about the word to know that if that is not what I'm supposed to be doing at that season, I'm out of the will of God. I'm being disobedient. But I was still, at the time, was saying I wanted to go. But anyway, the Lord had sent something to let me know if he wasn't ready, no matter how much I thought I know and all this, because he knew what I was going to come up under that I wasn't ready to handle out there. But after that time, he allowed the people that I was pastor to, I mean, they really turned ugly. And I saw how they got up on my skin so bad. And I thank God that he knew better than I did. I thought because I had a little word, I thought because the anointing was with me and God was doing a miracle. Because I didn't know the type of devils that was out there. I thought I could have learned to deal with them little devils right there, but it was getting on my nerves. So that should have told me you can't handle them out there either. But he kept me from going out at that time. He kept me from going out at that time because he loved me enough to know you're not spiritual ready. Yeah, you know the word. My anointing is on your life, you know. And something you have been able to handle and cast that devil. But there are some devils out there that you have not run into yet. I love you enough not to let you go out there and let you hurt yourself. But I think you're ready to handle something. You are not ready to handle some of the devils out there. And a loving father
would love me enough to say, because you're not, I'm not a lion. I'm not going to open up the door. Now, yeah, I could have went and opened up some doors and because I had this minister friend. He came from Mississippi, but anyway, he was telling me, he was saying, you know, he got me advantage. I said, advantage of what you can do. You can call people and let people know that you ministry nine, you whatever, you know, because I would listen to the radio a lot of preachers and things from out of town, TV. I told him, God never told me to call nobody, let nobody know I was a preacher. I said, no, I'm not doing that. I could have because, you know, listen to what he was saying, you know, and because this is what he was doing, but some things happened to him later. He died. He wasn't up in age when he died, but I always had felt like, even though I was sort of like a baby in the spirit, that he wasn't seeking the Lord. He was just accepting things. He was just accepting things, you know. So a lot of times, like I say, people got to understand, you know, the Spirit of God is in each and every person to lead and guide us. Now, T trying to tell people God may lead you to do, he may not lead me to do it. And I'm not wrong because I'm not doing it, or vice versa. But what I'm seeing today, you know, and this is not in everybody, but I'm seeing what people, however God is leading them, they think this is the way God leading everybody, tell them what they're doing. I keep trying to make people understand everybody got a different anointing and a different calling, and God has trained them different, but it's all from the same Spirit, the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, and the people that I got to go to, he giving me a different way to bring the message. And the people that he got somebody else, he giving them a different way to bring the message. And once we get in the Spirit of God and begin to understand each gift and each calling, but the Bible tells us over in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, you know, there are different administration, different ministry, but it's the same Spirit. You know, it's the same Spirit, you know. And once we get into that thing and begin to understand that and study that, then we won't look down on how God uses other people. Or we won't look down on them and say, well, that's not what he's giving me. He's giving me something else. He don't speak the same thing to each person. Not all the time. Sometimes he does, sometimes he don't. You know, and sometimes one thing about God, what I find out in my walk, a lot of times, there have been times that I wanted to know about certain things I've been going through and dealing with. And God had people telling me about something else. Not even answering my question about that. So, you know, the Spirit of God moved different. But I'm going to read probably the 16th chapter. And first again, to say the preparation of the heart in man. And the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. I don't care what we come up with in our heart to do, good, bad, or indifferent. The Scripture is saying the answer of the tongue will come out of that tongue is from the Lord. He can allow you to say something, even though it's wrong, or he can stop it. Because I remember when he first started to say he was training me for ministry, and like I said, it was not about no preaching, teaching. I ain't doing that. But my spirit had to be trained. You know, speaking at the wrong time or saying thing at the wrong time or whatever. And I do remember when he told me cleaving my tongue to the roof of my mouth. The Lord fixed it up when I got ready not to talk junk to people and lay them out because that's how I got born again. I really got saved, really, really did. But I'm going to try to explain myself to let them know I'm not like that. With nothing come out of my mouth, I couldn't, with nothing, don't care how, I did try. So that let me know. God is in control of everything. And if he allow it to happen, it don't mean just because you just went over, or even when somebody said something to me or whatever, and that's why I say I study Scripture. You know, that's why I tell people, I don't know all the Bible, but that's what I do know. I know revelation from God. I know revelation from God. You know, so I trust him. But anyway, he said, all the ways, not some of all the ways, of a man and mankind are clean. You want to say that, you know, everything about them is intent, the thoughts or whatever is clean. They think, oh, nothing wrong in his own eyes. But the Lord weighed the Spirit. What that means is, I don't care what I say, I can say good morning, you know, to a person like that. I say good morning, I spoke.
but you can pick up the way I said it. What kind of motive do I have behind it? People say, well, at least I spoke. But listen to your attitude. Listen to sometimes how people are speaking, you know, snatch their head off or whatever they do. Look at how they do that. But they think, well, you know, at least I did this or I did that. But God is going to weigh the heart. I tell people, if I give something, God tell me to give it to somebody, I'm giving but reject, in giving it to them, I'm hating I gave it to them, wish I hadn't. I might well keep it. Because I'm not going to get anything back from that. Not no blessing. But the Bible says, commit thy works unto the Lord. Whatever it is, and trust him with it. Totally. Whatever it is you got to do. He said, and thy thoughts, even your mindset. That's why I tell people, think about the way you're thinking and talking. Because if you're talking the wrong way, he's going to judge it. You're going to have to give me account. Shall be established. So whatever he's telling me to do, I say, for instance, like my ministry. If I stop that, stop being all concerned about that, or however it go or don't go or whatever it is, or how it may be rejected, whatever. If I can give it in his hand and everything and let it go, to do what I have to do when I have to do it, he's going to straighten it out. And this is what he's saying, I'm using that, but he say it could be anything. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord has made all things, and this is what really blows a lot of religious people's mind. The Lord has made all things for himself. Yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. I've heard people preaching these things in pulpits. You know what's God has nothing to do with evil. Nothing to do with evil. He ain't got nothing to do with it. He said he made all things for himself. But he said evil, wicked for the days of people. People were about, well, I don't know, I understand why people's wicked, why they don't want the Lord. He made them wicked people for the days of evil. This is why God is telling me to tell people, get back in the Word. Stop listening to some of these preachers preaching. Or whatever you call it, teacher, prophets, or whatever. Because they are trying to not preach the truth of what the Word says, because they say it makes it sound like God is mean and hateful. No, he's a real fair God. He's what it is, and he's just what it is. And like I said, he has to have good and evil. He has to have it in order for you to know what good is or what evil is. And people do not try to spiritually understand everything in his time, everything for his time. But he said, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Make him sick on the stomach. And he's some of his people here. And God got a lot of people. You can't tell them nothing. You can't talk to them. You can't even, they get bent out of shape in a heartbeat. I mean, the pride go up in the air. You don't tell me nothing. God tell me. God this. But he said that kind of a spirit is an abomination to him. That's what he's saying. And this is why I tell people, I had went in the scripture back here, because when I first started watching, people was talking a lot about, you know, the people out there in the street. It wasn't called me LGBT or whatever the thing is now. But they, you know, would call them homosexual and lesbian and all this stuff. And say so that was the only thing that was an abomination. And so by me studying the Bible, the Lord had me go in scripture. And I think it was at the time I found 50 different things in the Bible that was an abomination to him. And one of them, the Bible talks about over in Revelation, it talks about being lukewarm. So this is why it's important to study the Word, because some people out there, what they're preaching is what they want to preach on instead of what the Word of God says. And they want to think that God will be more pleased with them because they're not doing that. But here they are, they're rejecting every good word or every word that God says and think sin is what they call sin. But like I tell people, what the Lord revealed to me, anytime a person do anything, I don't care what it is, whatever they're doing, their heart has already loved God, so it does not matter what their action is, because when you study scripture, and not only just over there in Revelation, but it's other scripture too, all of them people are going to be in the same basket. All of them. You know, like something about the lie, you don't have to pardon, they can fly. But it's talking about even adulteries and fornication. It's talking about a whole lot of even people with evil thoughts and all the list. So we can't sit and judge one sin against the other. Because, like I said, going back earlier when I was saying, but when I wanted to go to evangelize, instead of pastoring, he wanted to pastor at that season. That would have been sin, too. That would have been disobedient. That would have made him sick. It doesn't matter because I was his child. I was still would not obey his word. So people don't study scripture. And that's why I say, you know, I thank God for teaching me and going back and teaching me about studying the Hebrew and Greek to realize that a lot of time, particular words, particular scripture, I mean different things in different scripture. Because even with the word of sin, there's so many other places in there, it does not even mean Mr. Mark. It could be individual sin, but it's according to what scripture it's in. And sometimes people taking scripture out of context. And words and things and using them up in everything. And this is why a lot of times people be off. This is why a lot of times people be arguing with other people about the word. But that ain't what I read. But see, they have not studied the word. People have read the word, but not dug in and studied the word. That's what I try to do. That's what the Holy Spirit taught me to do. Sometimes I look up every word, even the simple words that I know. But the Bible says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. It doesn't make any difference because God is the righteous judge. I can say what I want to say, but it don't matter what I say. It's however he sees and see my heart. I was telling someone else, telling people, a couple of people I know around here, well, one here and one is employed. They like to tell me, you know, whenever people doing wrong or whatever, but that's because they don't know. And I tell people, you need to go back to scripture. Because the Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. He's not accepting that for me and nobody else. Because he said, if any man need wisdom, let him ask of him, he give a liberty and upbraid us not. But sometimes some of us choose to want to hear what we want to hear and look at it the way we want to look at it. So I told him, I said, as long as you looking at things like that, you will never bring deliverance to people. Because you worry about how they're going to act and how they're not going to act and how they're not going to accept it and all of this. So you're not going to tell them what the Holy Ghost is telling you to tell them. But when they all boil down, you're going to get judged by God. Because you already know the person ain't going to accept or whatever, but he still told you to tell them. And I thought that's where it comes from being, for you got to really die out to your flesh. You got to really, really die out. Really die out so you can obey God because it's getting worse out there now. And I was thinking the other day when I was listening to some things on YouTube about some people and prophets and things, how they're talking about them, how they're doing this. And I said, I know a lot of folks, they would not be able to take the persecution. But persecution is really going to come strong because, first of all, some people is coming out not talking about what sin is. They're not backing up, and they're going to get persecuted for it. That's why I tell people you can't be whining and crying and, you know, all of this stuff because it's going to happen. What's happening, going to be happening here has already been happening in other countries because they've been preaching the gospel, the true gospel. Because the true gospel comes to change you. It don't come to pamper you and pet you. Okay, the next verse is, by mercy and truth, iniquity or guilt is purged. And by the fear of the Lord, the reverence, men depart from evil. So telling people, the reason we don't see a lot of people depart from evil, what the Bible calls evil, they had no fear of God. That's straight up. If I keep on doing something and I know it's wrong, but keep on being this, I'm done because I don't have no fear of God. I don't think there's a consequence for it. I think he'll justify. For me, you know how this is what I'll be saying sometimes. People that do wrong themselves to other people, they feel like they justify being doing, but they want God to, to do something to the other person. But God always check out the heart. He's a righteous judge. He said he gives to every man according to his ways and doing. But here's the seventh verse. When a man weighs a plan, a purpose, or a path they take, or whatever, pleases the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. This is why I tell people, you don't have to pray for your enemy to go anywhere. You don't have to bother with your enemy. Just start pleasing God. For one thing, stop complaining. Stop pleasing God. And he said, I will cause them, to, you know, the enemy to leave. And I can say that because I know for a fact what happened in my life. What happening now? And I've known two way back some things the Lord did, and people just want to get to me, just really argue me about the word. I didn't have to tell them to bother me. I didn't have to duck and hide. God picked them so they couldn't bother me. And they'll see me sometimes. I was going to come to see you, but I got busy. I just laughed for myself because I know why you didn't come. You want to argue with me about the word. But like I tell you, do what you want to do. But don't try to tell me to go against the word because I'm not going to do that. I'm not trying to die no time soon. The Bible says better is a live with righteousness than good revenue without right. A lot of people, rather than wants to begin to walk righteous in the Lord in every aspect, they want a whole lot of stuff. But it's better to walk in righteousness and have little than to have a whole lot and living in wickedness. So a lot of times we just take the word and we want to change. But see, God is, and not only me, but God got people now bringing out the truth to people. Bringing out to let them know. You know, we got to start telling, we got to, first of all, live the truth out of hell before you can ever want to bring it to somebody else. Well, that would be being a hypocrite. But tell them the truth because you're telling them out of love. That's the same thing, just like I was telling people, you know, even when my daughter was younger, if she was walking out there in front of the street in a car, I'm not going to say, baby, come back. Girl, you better get out of that street and get back in the house. It might have came out like that, but I got to get her attention and let her know because of my love. I can't let you just go out there and talk baby talk to you, which I never did really talk baby talk. Me and her talked about that recently, too. I never did talk baby talk to her anyway. I never did talk that hoochie-coochie, you know, so I never did do that because that's why a lot of time I have a children. You can't go and talk to president and people in what some place. Yo, man, yo this. Because of the way some of them been taught, teach them how to be able to hold a conversation. Got to teach them the right way, the ways of the Bible. The ways of the Bible, you know, because I do have people coming telling me, you know, individuals tell me about a grandchild this person had and the child didn't want to go to church and they think the grandparents ought to, not take them because they don't want to go. No, that's not it. No, you still under 18 or whatever it is, because that's what happened to my daughter. You know, even if she got ready to, she finished school and went to college. No, wherever I went, she went. She went. No. Now, after you get grown and get out there, now I'm not saying I may like what you're doing. You're not under my control, but you know in your heart what the right thing is. You got to still do what the Bible says. Do. We have to see it with. But the scripture tells us again, like I say, here's what is impossible with man is possible with God. And I'm going to read Jeremiah 32:17-27 again, because I read it once before. But the scripture to my is there anything to heart? I know a lot of times that we as people, because I had somebody telling me that today, but I told him, it ain't about what you know. But what do you practice? You have to tell me, but you do not put that into practice. We got to put the word of God into practice. If we believe 32:17, I'm looking for what it is I'm talking. The scripture, Jeremiah was praying. I'm going to read the 16 down. He said, now when I have delivered the evidence of the person he had bought some land from a rush for the son of Nero, because God had told him to do it. I pray unto the Lord, saying, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretch out our arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. And even down here, you know, in the side of my Bible, what's on this guy, hid from thee. And actually, like I said, when we know God, there's nothing, I don't care. I used to teach and tell people, you can get up on that couch and do something God knows and sees. So don't think you're hiding from him. Because a lot of times what they would do when I was pastoring, they tried to high stuff that they was doing, you know, and all that. But God would always send me out, because I don't care about what you do. I'm not going to say nothing if God don't say something to me about it. But the Lord would always send me out to those that try to trick me and lie. I was trying. Don't even be looking for, don't know why he had me going out. He don't tell me why. He just sometimes tell me, you know, I want you to catch at the time, catch the bus. I want you to go down to the bus station. God, I don't want to go down there. I'm going to have no reason to go down there. I end up going, and you end up running to somebody that was a part of the ministry that had really lied to me. That really lied. You know, so I tell people, you cannot hide from God. I don't care if I'm in my house. Nobody don't bother me. Nobody don't come here. And if I'm sipping that thinking crazy thought, God's going to reveal it to somebody. He sees it all. That's what he does. He sees it all. But anyway, it says, you have another 26 verse says, then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, behold, I am the Lord thy God of all flesh, human, dog, animal, whatever. All flesh, you say. Is there anything too hard for me? We got to get that down in our spirit. Because I do know a lot of people got it in their head, because a lot of people I minister to, they can quote it right back to me. But then when a situation come up, I don't know whether that can happen. I don't know whether, because you know sometimes people this and sometimes people, this is why I tell people, and I really mean it from my heart, nobody dictates what I can have and can't have. Only God. Only God. So you can say I can't have it, but if he say I can have it, I'm going to hold on and believe what he say until he do it. Now, if he come and tell me he's not, then I'll let it go. But he said, behold, I am the Lord thy God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Nothing is too hard from God. This is what we got to really, truly believe in our heart and stop looking at situations and things. Well, I don't know. You know, I can't afford this and I can't afford that and I can't get this and I can't get it. What are you talking about? When your father's rich, you got a cattle on a thousand here, the silver and gold here. And I can tell people, and every human being belongs to them. The one that owns the banks, the one that owns all this money. And I said it earlier when I was reading the scripture about he holds the king's heart in his hand. If he wants them to bless me, it don't make no difference how many times they say no. If he really wants them to bless me when he get through, they're going to have to bless. Or they're going to have to give. They're going to have to get. Because God has already assigned people. Now, people is hard hit like we all have been. Because we ain't always told God yes and move when God say move. So the same thing with people. Just because he said and they're not doing it, it don't mean that he ain't going to make them do it or find somebody else that will do it. When our confidence is in God and know that it's nothing too hard for God to change. And it really do, to be honest, it vexes my spirit when I hear Christians tell me, well, you don't know such and such a person. I've been knowing all my life, and they ain't never did nothing. But do you believe your Bible? Do you preach the word? Because Luke 1:37 said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible or unable. Nothing. Nothing means just what it says. You know? So I tell people, you know, if you're not going to believe and preach what the word say, don't preach. Don't be a hypocrite. Now, I know I can't make God move and get ready, and you know, all I can do is pray. Like I tell people, been praying for anyone, I'm going to pray and stand with you, but I can't make God answer the prayer, because he's the prayer answerer. But I can tell you this, I'm not intending to give up and give up. Well, you know, he didn't do it today. Every delay don't mean God has denied. And that is a saying I used to have to say, especially when I was really being going through, you know, with my faith, walk, my faith being stretching. The church goers, let me put it like that. I'm going to stop trying to say Christian. It was, oh, well, I thought you said the Lord said this. I thought you said that. I said, every delay is not denial. I wouldn't have never told them, even though in the spirit I was a baby Christian, because I know what I'm reading about. But I had to say that to keep people from stealing my joy, keep my faith. No, I didn't understand why God was, I thought was taking a long time to do it or whatever. You know, I didn't understand that. I didn't understand he had to use vessels to do it, you know. All of that, I didn't understand none of that. But they, instead of encouraging me and helping me, they must be always, well, I thought you said the Lord, and I know that you didn't hear from that Lord. You know, they were saying all of this. It was, I mean, they really did. And if it hadn't, and I believe in my heart, he permitted, because see, God knows every one of us. He knows if you tell me that I can't do something, he knows I'm going to give it my best. Or if you come against me to try to stop me and hinder me, especially a good thing now, you know, that's going to make me persevere. They're going to make me persevere. You are the fuel. The person is the fuel to push me to what where I'm trying to go. And I'm not intending to let you tell me I can't make it and I can't do it. I don't have the money. This, that, and that. That's why a lot of times, like I told y'all, I don't ask a lot of people to pray for me, because if I tell them, some beings, I mean some real beings, they're going to really take some money. If I tell some of them, but they'll say, well, how you going to do that? Because you ain't got no money. Now, even though they don't hear my testimony, that's why I have to learn to stop around them. I have to learn to stop around them of saying anything. That's why I had started, these ministries from way back, calling them, because they didn't say that. They'll pray. They didn't tell me what was impossible, you know, because Christian would talk to talk, and like I say, you know, and I was just a type of person. I was trying to learn God. I was trying to obey God. I wasn't willfully trying to deviate, but I tell people one thing, I'm sincere. I'm not perfect, complete, perfect to be complete, because God's going to work on me till I get ready to leave him. Because there are things that he don't take them all at one time. He uncover so much, so much. The next level you go, there is something he's going to uncover that he hadn't uncovered before, because at that level, that's maybe when it come out and come forth and bring dishonor to his name. We have to trust God to know that man may say something is impossible. It can't happen. I don't see how that can happen. I don't see how this, that, and other. But like I say, but I have to say the word, say Mark 10:27, Jesus looking upon them, which is disciples, and said, with men it is impossible, but not with God. But with God, all things are possible. And I say that because that was in my setting the word a lot of times. Now that the word all there, you know, we can kind of know what all means, everything, all things. But a lot of times, even with that particular word, I would go in, you know, well, I got a Bible that's it's a Bible that was made back in 18 something. This place I buy from, they still sell them. I go back way back to see what was that word meant at that time, and then I do it in Hebrew and Greek. But that's what all mean old. That mean nothing. I don't care what it is or how difficult it is or what it looks like it ain't gonna be. We have to come to a place. And especially it's going to be now, or even the more, we're going to have to come to that place in God. That's why God got me concentrated with the word, with the word, with the word. People want a word to make them feel good. But God wants to get the word down in their spirit, man, so they can go through and will not bring dishonor to his name while they're doing the work of the kingdom, so they can walk in power, so they can walk in anointing, so they can set people free. And when they come up against some demons, they won't be trying to run from the demon. And won't be trying to make the demon accept them when it would be casting out the demon. So it's compounding that word in their spirit, because the spiritual food is the word of God. It's the word of God that can cause the spirit man to grow up. You know, and that's what he's constantly trying to do. And that is what a lot of people don't want. They don't want that, because they want that A word, but like I tell people, and I had got a lot of word when I was talking about how the Lord, I wanted to go forth at that time. You know, I knew God was with me. I knew God was the anointing on my life. I saw God do some miracles, use me to do some miracles, you know, but I didn't know, because I didn't have nobody to teach and train me. Them scary things, being scared to go out at nighttime. I didn't hear nobody to teach and tell me that there were some people out there that said they're Christians, and they kill you at the bat of a hat when you're trying to, you know, give them a word, or when you're trying to catch them demons out of them demons. They're strong, because I remember hearing the old robber say, you know, he's a six-foot man or whatever, but he saved this woman. The woman wasn't as big as he was anything, but he said when that spirit came up on that woman, woman got so strong she could almost pick him up. He said, but if it hadn't been for the anointing, because God had anointed his right hand, and he said he knew if he got that particular hand, not the left hand, but he had got the right hand, the hands that God anointed, he knew he had abounded, that she couldn't operate. That demon in her didn't care about him being 6 feet. Because people don't realize demons in people, I mean, it could be in a child, get strong as an ox. Strong as an ox. And sometimes it be demons in them little children. So this is why it's important that God want to toughen us up. Be able to take a licking and keep on ticking. And know that kingdom, Satan's kingdom, is trying to tear down the kingdom of God in us. It's not about us. He just does not want the kingdom of God to be established. And it was just like I was trying to tell a lady today. You got to get off the platform. He's not thinking about you. He don't want you to mature in Christ so that you can have power over him. He don't want you to say nothing to him. He don't want you to do this. That's the enemy. That's not the person. He want to keep people bounded. That's what he want. But you're not fighting against flesh and blood. Now, fighting against flesh and blood, and that's why I said you're going to have to learn, learn to grow up in the Lord. And I mean, they should be, because they've been in church a long time. But they should learn to have grown up and realize you can't run from the devil. Everybody ain't going to like you and ain't going to want to hear what you got to say. That's it. This is reality. But God has a few people that he called out to us. That's what I've been asking God and praying to God about. When he told the prophet to tell me, God said he's gathering people. It was back about 2 or 3 months ago. I'm saying, Lord, the people that you gather, that meant that I don't have to gather. Then some of them will be able to receive, you know, for a saying, and they're taking their growth and they go and start doing their work. But we thank and praise God for the word of God and what he has brought tonight, you know, and I had a little problem trying to get on. I don't know why my computer didn't want to accept my password to the blog talk. When I had to reset it again, and when I did, it would pass the time I was supposed to be on. And that's why I said sometimes, you know, the computer don't act right. That's why on that other one, I used to come on a lot of times. That's why I like to get it early, because sometimes we have mishap with the computer or whatever. We thank the Lord for that, but I pray the blessing of God upon you. What can I pray that the Lord even the more will bless you and use you for his glory. And I pray that the anointing will just overshadow him and over what color. I pray God give you a revelation, even deeper revelation. I pray God to stir up the gifts in you even the more in the name of Jesus. And I pray God give you the wisdom of God and the blessing of God. I pray for them to hallelujah. Begin to, hallelujah, speed up and flow in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that in the name of Jesus. We love you and continue to be blessed and keep me in your prayers that I see on the wall and don't come down. That the Lord with you all, like I said, praying for me, the one that I asked to pray, that will pray with me to help pull down the spiritual warfare that the enemy is trying to block me in, not only ministry, which I knew that, ministry, I'm having some things going through my health, I think it was sinus being congested in the chest. I believe that's what it was. I'm making sure. But now it's better. The house, the man of God was saying, even the house, God has already done it, but the enemy been fighting in the spirit of man. That's why I tell people this. You know, a lot of times you don't have to pray and ask God to do anything anymore. Learn how to discern in the spirit. And so if the enemy is blocking some God and say, well, loose, then we need to start learning how to do spiritual warfare. Take authority over there. Pull it down. Pull the strongholds down. And that's what I've been praying, not only for my life. I told God this today. I'm not only praying for me to pray for me, but I told God, everybody that's connected to me, everybody that I've been praying for, I'm praying the same thing. I'm doing spiritual warfare in your life right now. And hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. Praying, hallelujah, that whatever the devil's trying to put up or whatever he's trying to block, I'm going praying in the spirit realm, taking the thoughts over to remove it so that the flow can flow. So be blessed and continue. You are blessed, so continue to be blessed. And I'm going to go ahead on and get off and say good night to you. And I thank God for you. People don't be cutting me off right now. So thank God for that. All right, then. Have a blessed one until we talk again. Okay, good night.